Good morning, everyone. It's Saturday morning, the 18th of March. Hope you're having a good weekend so far. Well, I'm sitting here with Mark and Rosette, and we're going to be looking this morning at the 110th Psalm. I mentioned this morning earlier. Actually, I misspoke. I said Psalm 110:4. It's actually Psalm 110:3. But I'm going to read the whole psalm, and then I'm going to make some comments about it. Then I'm going to have Mark read back through the psalm again. It's just 7 verses. A psalm of David. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion, and rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. Well, the psalmist starts out by saying, the Lord said unto my Lord. David said the Lord was his Lord, and of course his Lord was Jesus Christ, and he said that God was going to make Jesus Christ sit on his right hand and make his enemies his footstool, and he did, and he is sitting on his right hand today. And he says that the Lord will send the rod of his strength out of Zion to rule in the midst of his enemies. Do you think the Lord is ruling in the midst of his enemies today? Excuse me. If he's not ruling in the midst of his enemies today, then he's not king. If he's not ruling in the midst of his enemies today, he's not sovereign. Yes, he most certainly is ruling in the midst of his enemies today. He says, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. That's the only way we will be willing, because we do not have a free will. The only way he will be willing is if God makes us willing in the day of his power. In the beauties of the holiness from the womb of the morning, he's chosen us in him before the creation of the world. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. There was no beginnings or no endings with Melchizedek. There's no beginnings or no endings with Jesus Christ. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of the wrath. Who's the Lord at the right hand? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is going to strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He, Jesus Christ, shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. You want to know why so many people are perishing? You want to know why so many wicked people are being destroyed? Because Christ has struck through kings in the day of his wrath, and he's going to fill the places with dead bodies, and he's going to wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way, therefore shall he lift up the head. Well, this Psalm 110 points to the sovereign work of Christ in all things, including making his people willing in the day of his power and wounding the heads of his enemies. I'm going to turn this over to Mark, and as he reads it again, think about the sovereign aspects of God working in on both sides of the aisle, so to speak, with his sheep and with the reprobates.
Psalms chapter 110, the Psalm of David. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I might thine enemies I put still. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be well in the day of thy power. The beauties of wholeness from the womb of the morning thou hast to do of thy youth. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord of thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head.
Thank you. Well, we're going to see the continued demonstration of the power of the sovereign God of the universe, Jesus Christ, who created all things by the word of his mouth. By him all things consist. There's nothing made that was not made by Jesus Christ. And so that's a great consolation for us who are living in this veil of tears down here, is it not? Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. The good Lord be with you this weekend is my prayer. God bless.